Greetings, this is J.R. Dickey. Thanks for tuning in to our podcast. And by the way, don't forget our website, graceandtruth.net. I hope you're having a great day, but if not, hang with me. It's about to get better. Okay, let's talk about talent. You know, none of us wants to be like the man who told his Lord in his parable, "Lord, I knew you to be a hard man," and consequently buried his talent, driven by hubris or a drastic misperception. He did nothing with his talent. Now, in the parable that Christ told, the Lord doled out talents to three men, each according to their ability, or literally power, and that word power means inherent power, power residing in a thing by virtue of its nature. It's actually dunamis in the Greek, in which we get the word dynamite in English. The first man was given five talents, and it says he traded or obtained another five. Now, the word traded is really more appropriately translated worked with. The second man was given two talents, and he said that he had gained two more. In the scripture, this word usually means to gain any one, that is, to win him over to the kingdom of God, to gain one to faith in Christ. For example, Paul wrote 1 Corinthians 9, "And unto the Jews I became as a Jew that I might gain the Jews. To them who are under the law as under the law, that I might gain them that are under the law. And to them that are without law as without law," well, he says, not being without law to God, but under the law to Christ, "that I might gain them that are without law. And finally, to the weak I became as weak, that I might gain the weak. I made all things to all men, that I might by all means save some." So it would appear that the trading, that is working, and gaining, which the first two men experienced, both had something to do with furthering the kingdom of God. While the third grumbler was simply a what we call a pew potato, so to speak. But it is key to understand that this working and gaining is not by human effort. It is entirely God's Spirit at work in us and through us. So then, neither he who plants is anything, nor he who waters, but God who gives the increase. 1 Corinthians 3:7. And their results were indeed in contrast to the pew potato. For you see, the third man was, as it's put in Colossians chapter 2, "not holding fast to the head, from whom all the body, nourished and knit together by joints and ligaments, grows with the increase that is from God." But hear me on this. This is not a lesson on church growth. This is about body of Christ growth, both on an individual and a corporate basis. And it always is, always the increase that is from God, not man, not human effort, not schemes or business models or anything conceived by or for the flesh. So what is this increase? More pew potatoes? Louder worship? Bigger donations? More satellite congregations? Well, let's see what the scriptures say. 1 Thessalonians 3 says, "And may the Lord make you increase and abound." Well, in numbers? No. In love to one another and to all, just as we do to you. And 2 Corinthians 9, it says, "Now may he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food supply and multiply the seed you have sown and increase the fruit of your righteousness." So I'm very much inclined to see these talents as God's Holy Spirit working and gaining in each of his children, except, of course, for the one that was buried in the earth. These are not human talents like music, speaking, or other skills. So take heart, all of you who can't sing or dance or orate. Praise God. You may not even see your increase of talents, or should I say, treasure. Jesus said to him, it's recorded in Matthew 19, if you want to be perfect, go sell what you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. And come, follow me. And in Luke 12, it says, sell what you have and give alms. Provide yourselves money bags which do not grow old, a treasure in the heavens that does not fail, where no thief approaches nor moth destroys. So every sincere believer who listens to the voice of God's Spirit in their inner being all day, every day, anywhere, and obeys is like the two who increased their talents. It's the indwelling, the communing, and the obedience that results in the increase. But the spudster just buried his talent. He separated himself from it and had nothing to do with it, or should I say, him. Now may the Lord grant you peace in the midst of any storm and faith to trust him. Look for our next podcast, and may you realize more of his grace today.